You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
As we enter into football season, the first Red Friday in Chiefs Kingdom is coming up in a couple days. We've been waiting since January for football season, so of course we're salivating in Kansas City for our Chiefs to get started. And in the meantime, former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reid yesterday offered an apology to 5-year-old Ariel Young, the girl seriously injured in an alleged DWI-related crash in February of 2021, the week before Super Bowl 55 against the Buccaneers. The attorney representing Reid in the case, J.R. Hobbs, said in a statement that his client plans to enter a plea of guilty to charges of DWI causing a serious injury. Quote, he sincerely regrets his conduct and hopes and prays for the continued recovery of Ariel Young. End quote, the statement reads. Was scheduled to stand trial on the DWI charge beginning September 26th. He could face up to 7 years in prison. A judge will then decide a sentence for Reid after reviewing the sentencing advisory report. Now, before this incident happened, Reid previously spent time in jail on weapons and drug charges and had a prior DUI conviction while living in Pennsylvania. Me, my mind goes to Ariel Young. I just hope that Britt Reid and the Chiefs and everybody involved has taken care of that young lady and, of course, praying for her full recovery. And this is an experience that everybody can learn from. The price that you pay for drinking and driving is not worth you drinking and driving. I can't put it no more plain than that.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s, sunny skies. Right now, you're clear at 69 in KCK.
They are already saying this show and you are going to get an Emmy for what you've done. You said don't make you cry.
Look at you.
It's such an honor to be back here in New York. It's such an honor to be able to bring such a complex story to the to the table and to be a representation for any and everyone. I call Lil Murder the everyman. Yeah. And so I'm just crying because, like I said, the love is overwhelming, and being able to step into these shoes and bring Katori's Hall's story to light and represent a black woman, it's truly, I'm grateful for it. And the Emmy talk, come on, y'all.
That was the voice of J. Alphonse Nicholson becoming emotional, reflecting on a Tamron Hall show about how grateful he is for fulfilling the role of Lil Murder on the show P-Valley. Gotta love it when hard work pays off, don't you? In other news, a 22-year-old Jane Doe, who has accused Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears of sexually abusing her and her brother, has written a letter saying that the officer assigned to her case hasn't done much to address her complaint and that she's more than ready to lay out what she feels is an irrefutable case. She also said that Haddish and Spears need to be arrested immediately. Wow. As previously reported, Haddish and Spears were named in a suit that stems from a 2013 skit uploaded to Funny or Die titled Through a Pedophile's Eyes, where Jane Doe, who was 14 at the time, and her 7-year-old brother were subjects in a video. Jane Doe addressed a letter to the LA County District Attorney saying that the LAPD has had no contact with them in the 2 years since they filed suit. We'll keep you updated on this story as it unfolds. And Fat Joe is set to host the 2022 BET Hip Hop Awards, which will go down on September 30th in Atlanta and will air on October 4th. Well, being in the podcast game pays off, and it don't help to be a little entertaining, too. But I think Fat Joe is more than capable of holding it down as host of the BET Hip Hop Awards. Now, the question is, are they still going to have MC Light narrating everything that they do at BET?
Yesterday's price is not today's price. Yesterday's price. It's not today's price. He's certified.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
What could have been doesn't matter anymore. Who is to blame is beside the point. What might or might not happen is mostly empty speculation. What people think is what they will think. And there's not much you can do about that. What you can do is act on opportunities in front of you. What you can do is utilize the time, energy, and resources available to you. What you can do is identify a problem that's holding your world back and work to create a solution. What you can do is envision some specific form of value and put forth effort to make it real. What you can do is act to become a positive presence in the lives around you. What you can do is learn and grow and love and give. your sense of purpose grows stronger and your life richer with each action you take. Welcome and act on every chance to do what you can do. Growth looks good on you. That's your Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jam.
It sucks. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind. What up, Max Sauce? Holding it down for KC per usual. 651. Today, look for highs in the mid-80s, mostly sunny skies. Right now, you're clear at 69 in Raytown. This week's featured school is the GOAT, Northeast High School, baby. And today's teacher of the day is Mr. Ricky Mobia. He teaches beginner band, intermediate band, and music technology, and has been teaching for 2 years now. Mr. Mobia's why for being an educator is to positively affect scholars in the community through music and academics, just as his high school band director did for him. Mr. Mobia's favorite quote to his students is, "It's not survival of the fittest, but a great leader will fit all for survival." That's facts. And his favorite song to get him going before the school day is Marvin Gaye's "Come Live With Me, Angel." Take a bow, Mr. Ricky Mobia. You are today's Morning Grind teacher of the day. Always taking a chance to salute our educators, empowering are you for a better future. It's the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Students went back to school in Uvalde, Texas yesterday for the first time since the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School on May 24th, in which 19 students and two teachers were killed. Robb Elementary itself is permanently closed and will eventually be torn down. There were added safety measures at some other schools in Uvalde, including a new 8-foot fence at Uvalde Elementary and a state trooper standing outside the front entrance. Classes resumed weeks ago in many parts of Texas, but Uvalde pushed back the first day of class. First Lady Jill Biden tweeted, "Uvalde, as you head back to school today, you are in my heart. You are so strong. We're all standing with you," end quote. Yes, we are. And I want to send a special, special prayer out to all of our kids going to school this morning in the Kansas City area. We never know what this life brings. We never know what our kids are going to go through. Hell, we don't even know on a day-to-day period what our kids go through going to school in this era with this senseless violence going on. So y'all, please hug your kids a little extra tight today and send them off with some good graces, some positivity, and most of all, some love. Praying for our babies.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the mid 80s. Sunny skies. Right now you're clear and sunny in 70 in Lee Summit. Diddy has vowed to boycott Adidas in support of Kanye West, who recently called them out on social media. Ye has accused the fashion brand of not only making decisions around his Yeezy footwear line without his input, but also claims that they stole his designs for the brand's latest footwear concepts. Diddy took to his social media to share a text he sent to Kanye that read, "Send me something I could post in support of you." He also vowed to never wear Adidas again for the rest of his life until the brand makes things right. It's crazy how hip-hop right now, we're calling for this boycott on Adidas when Adidas was the ones who embraced hip-hop back in the mid-80s with Run DMC. For a long time, like, Adidas was the official footwear of hip-hop. Me, personally, I've always been 100% Nike person, so I kind of already boycotted Adidas by accident. My bad, Adidas, but yeah, y'all can't be stealing designs and stuff like that. Come on, man. Even the richest black creative has those hard days. Why we always got to get stolen from, fam?
Hey, I'm going to tell everybody here, I still don't f*** with 50 Cent here. It ain't no cut with that. Next time we in the same place, get thrown. I don't with that. A sucker. I'ma say it in Houston. I'll say it in New York. I'll say it anywhere. That a straight. And I like the TV show. I put that on the internet.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
And that was the voice of the game, having threatening words for 50 Cent during a concert in Houston, Texas. Game, come on, man. We're not believing all that barking. And besides, I'm sure 50 is not tripping off the game. He's probably spit-shining one of his three Emmys he just won from the Super Bowl halftime show. Oh, that the game wasn't a part of. And some disturbing news, Larsa Pippen, ex-wife of NBA legend Scottie Pippen, was spotted at a Japanese restaurant in the heart of downtown Miami with Michael Jordan's 31-year-old son, Marcus Jordan. Fam, now this is a little weird to me. Did she not see this young man grow up, literally? People is literally doing whatever the hell they want to do.
This is a sick Negro.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Charlie's Limelight of Hope is something that's very important to Kansas City, especially with National Suicide Prevention Week going on right now. And on the phone with me, I have Mr. Tony Lewis. And you and your wife started Charlie's Limelight of Hope after your 15-year-old daughter committed suicide last September. First off, thank you for having the courage to come on and talking to Kansas City about this. But what do you hope to inspire and accomplish with Charlie's Limelight of Hope?
Our ultimate goal is to keep other families from joining this club we're in and to save lives. We plan to pay for medical, mental health treatment. We won't provide the treatment, but we will pay for it should a family not be able to. We also want to do some other programs to catch kids before they end up at that stage, some self-esteem and self-worth building programs. This is it's a painful thing every day.
What are some of the signs that you would want parents to know about their kids if you think that they suspect that suicide is in the picture?
You know, it's tough, honestly, because usually it starts off as they're just teenagers and they're doing what teenagers do, which is kind of close them off from their parents and to gain their independence. But there comes a point where it gets deeper and they become further disconnected. Happiness is not as often as it used to be, maybe. A complete change in behavior. We noticed with our daughter, you know, she'd been bullied all through school. And then about a year and a half or so ago, it was right around the COVID time, so maybe 2 years ago, we'd noticed she was cutting, and she'd mentioned suicide at that time. We made sure we got her right into treatment as quick as we could, but COVID put a big strain on it. And unfortunately, that outcome was not what we were looking for. But early detection, or, you know, catching it early is the best thing.
Speaking with Mr. Tony Lewis, him and his wife started Charlie's Limelight of Hope after their 15-year-old daughter committed suicide last September. Tony, what are some of the things that you have learned about suicide that you didn't know before this unfortunate incident happened that you want to pass on?
For those left behind, it becomes a life sentence. It's hard to put into words, really, but it affects everybody. I've talked to so many people over the last few months, and I can't count the amount of stories I've heard where somebody was touched, whether it was indirectly or directly, by suicide. It doesn't care about money. It doesn't care about marital status, religion. It takes everybody. You'll find it everywhere.
You know, I know it's tough to keep going. and it's tough to persevere and to see light at the end of the tunnel. But by you coming on and sharing this information and building something to help others, you know, this is really going to go a long way into, you know, your healing and helping you. Mr. Tony Lewis has been so brave to come on The Morning Grind and share his story of his daughter committing suicide, which led him to start the organization Charlie's Limelight of Hope as we spread awareness for National Suicide Prevention Month. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is called 988. 988. That is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. If you feel that anything is going on with any of your loved ones or maybe perhaps somebody at work that you're concerned about, 988, call that number. And in the meantime, in Kansas City, you can reach Charlie's Limelight of Hope on their Facebook page. And do you have an email or phone number that people can reach out to you so that they can have some resources as well?
We have a website, charlieslimelightofhope.org. Charlie is spelled C-H-A-R-L-I. On both pages, you'll find a donation tab. We do need help from everybody. I'm sure everybody's aware that the medical expenses for mental health are pretty pricey, and we're looking to raise funds so we can get out there and start helping kids. We've heard so many stories already of those in need and those in crisis just after Charlie passed away September of last year in the small school district we were in. There were three more attempts before February. So it's very important that we start getting out and reaching these people, these kids.
CharliesLimelightOfHope.org. Go to that website if you need some type of resources on suicide prevention. And it is National Suicide Prevention Week. And thank you so much, Mr. Tony Lewis, for coming on and being brave and sharing your story with Kansas City. We appreciate it. Have a good one. Be blessed.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It is time for birthday announcement.
It's September 7th, and we need to say happy birthday to some of our humble, industrious, and practical Virgos. Happy birthday!
Hey, birthday. Put your hand up.
Today would have been Eazy-E's 58th birthday. YK Osiris turns 23 today. New Cleveland Cavalier Donovan Mitchell turns 25 today. Comedian Leslie Jones is 54. NBA player Kevin Love is 33. Gloria Gaynor turns 78. Happy 51st birthday to former boxer Sugar Shane Mosley. And today's spectacular from Pretty Ricky is his 36th birthday. And in KC, we need to say happy birthday to LaToya Jones, Ramigo Cortez IV, Mike Corleone, happy birthday. Lori Mayfield Johnson, Joy Howard, Marie Erica, happy birthday. Denitra Janae Watson, happy birthday. Pierre Yancey, Danielle Cervantes Eatman, happy birthday. And Angel Vallejas, happy birthday to all y'all born on September 7th. All my Virgos, celebrate.
Hi.
It's your day.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
It is my birthday.
We're making winners sound good.
I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who's this?
Bree,
you are the first contestant for Hit That Note, a special edition for That's My Jam. Are you ready for this?
Don't make fun of me, y'all.
You already know what's coming. Let's go.
This is for you. You. My number one. This is for you.
I can't wait to hear this.
You, my number one.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, we heard that Oldsmobile car in the back, though. That was kind of blending in with you. You sound good. You did it perfectly. You're going to the wheels. September 24th, Cable Diamond Arena, Corey Holcomb, Gary Owen, Carlos Miller, Tony Baker, Tony Rock, and Ron Davis. Don't wear nothing tight because if you laugh too hard, you might shoot somebody in the head with your button or something, right?
Got on these tight
slacks. And you qualify for a chance to get $1,000 in cash and $500 in gas, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Tell Kansas City what morning show you rocking with every day.
Morning Grind. Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam the Z.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in free fall cash. $500 in gas.
See me chasing dollars, dollars, bills. Chasing dollar bills.
Drop it a stack.
Yay!
Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday. Powered by Icon and Hot 103 Jams.
Did you know that insecurities were linked to fear? Oftentimes, offensive and negative words from your past comes to your mind and magnifies itself when you are experiencing depression or stress, especially when you are alone. According to UCLA professor Donald McKay, offensive words may trigger a reaction in the brain, mainly the amygdala, which is the area that responds to feelings of being threatened or scared. Your reaction may result into withdrawal, aggressive, pleasing, or passive behavior where you just simply freeze. So this week, let's practice using words that are uplifting. And if someone approaches you with aggression and negative words, it probably speaks to the depth of their personal wound or pain. So remember, you were meant for greatness. For more inspiration, visit uncappedinspiration.com. This is Dr. LaTanya for Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.